We love you, Big Fatty. Or Grand Fatty.
My Grand Fatty.
I should learn to imitate him, but that would mean listening to endless hours of Big Fatty, and I think that's too much to ask of anyone.
Or even just listening to hear yourself at the beginning of the show. That wouldn't be too much of a burden.
Well, we've certainly given him plenty of material to work with. Let's just see if he uses any of this. Are you brave enough, Big Fatty? Are you?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
My Grand Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 453 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of October, 2009. Y'all, it is hot up in this trailer, and y'all, it has gotten very, very humid. In fact, I may have to put in a call to Miss West to get the relative humidity report here. Oh, Miss West, what is the relative humidity? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, this week is just rushing right on by. And y'all, by the way, I am very happy to be bringing you lots of little musical interludes all week long because, you know, it's Gay Christmas Week. And y'all, especially this song here, no one else on the interwebs plays this one on their show. And y'all, it probably will remind you of some different podcasters around there, even though I'm a little surprised they don't play them on their show. I am Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, you are so fat. Y'all, speaking of fat, Big Fatty was fat today. Larry Klein went to the Five Guys, which I don't know if you have one of those in your neighborhood or not, but y'all, they have the delicious hamburgers. Oh Lord, I think some of it just came of it. But and y'all, if you order the French fries, get the small order because they put about 8 times as much in a small order that you get in a large order at the McDonald's. But y'all, we went there and y'all, they're having some kind of coupon. What is it called? Some sort of sweepstakes. Don't throw away your receipt. Help the Five Guys and you could win. And y'all, you fill out a little survey and then you can win a $25 gift card, which will buy you 2 hamburgers and 1 order of fries. No drinks. I'm sorry. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just fat, Big Fatty. I am fat, y'all. And I'm still. Y'all, I brought half the French fries home. French fry potatoes. I brought half of them home with me because I just couldn't eat them all. I know, and I hear people unsubscribing, even as those words come out of my mouth. Oh, Big Fatty, we can't believe that you can't eat French fried potatoes. Well, guess what? Big Fatty can.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Now, y'all, I got to tell you, Big Fatty is a little bit disappointed because I did not get a single voice letter from anybody. And, you know, I don't play, I don't play voice letters by themselves. So the Jeremiah, the 4-minute Jeremiah treat is going to be a trick today. Because, y'all, I did not get another voice letter, so I'm not playing it today. Oh, Big Fatty, don't hold us hostage like that. Well, you know, all you got to do is pick up the damn telephone. You know how to do it. I know you drive around doing the texty while you're driving around and you talk on that cellular telephonic device. And you do the Twitty and everything from it. You can at least call and say, oh, Big Fatty, I would like to call and tell you what I'm going to dress up for Gay Christmas. So, and plus, I'd like to hear Jeremiah's phone call and hear less of you chitter-chatting. And So maybe that's it. Maybe y'all just want to hear me chitter-chat and natter on like there's no tomorrow. Y'all, by the way, the Raging Cajun heard me stammering and trying to find that fucking thing that he sent me earlier, and I couldn't find it. Oh, Big Freddy, you couldn't find it. But y'all, so he goes, oh, Big Freddy, let me send it to you again. He called me Old Forgetful One. Oh! But y'all, it was good, and I've got to tell you about this. It was just in time for Halloween. Y'all, it has Big Fatty written all over it. It's called Bacon Caramel, or Carmel, if you live in
Southern California.
I guess that's
Northern California, up near the Redwoods. Oh, excuse me, I'm very, very, perhaps you know me, I'm Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Vera Charles and I can't possibly stay another night in this standard room at the Hilton. I must be upgraded to a suite. I need a suite. I need two rooms. I need a suite.
But anyway, y'all, the recipe is for bacon caramel, and it is like a chewy score bar with bacon for those off-the-wall midnight weird flavor cravings. To do this, you'll need a couple of things beforehand, namely a Pyrex dish. Now, y'all, do you know what a Pyrex dish is? Oh, Big Freddy, we know what a Pyrex dish is. And a couple of deep cookie sheets. You'll also need a candy thermometer. Oh, Big Freddy, I do not have one of those. Where can I procure one? I would go to Candy Thermometers or Us and get one there. And a silicone spatula. Y'all, Big Fatty has a silicone spatula. And it was, you know, Big Fatty had the terrible incident where his spatula disappeared. Or his pancake flipper, as we've come to learn. But, you know, that Lurie Dean, who was part of the opening of today's show, he's the one that laughs a lot, along with my grandson, Stephen from Wisconsin. By the way, y'all, Stephen from Wisconsin has a new cutie patootie photo over there at the Twitty. But I don't want to talk about the Twitty because I've been given a verbal spanking by that Daniel Beaver for talking about the Twitty. Oh, Bert, Freddy, quit talking about the Twitty. We all know about it. But anyway, Lurie Dean and Miss West, who's checking the relative humidity, or perhaps it's the dew point, I don't know, for me, because y'all, it's hot in this trailer. It's just very sticky, and not because of a gentleman caller. But anyway, it's a silicone spatula. I don't think I finished telling that. Miss West and that Lurie Dean both provided a brand new pancake flipper, along with Kim Beaver, who provided a spatula, which Big Fatty calls a bowl scraper. But y'all, it was all good. It was all good. It was sending the love to Big Fatty. But anyway, you'll need a silicone spatula. I've got one of those now, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. And it's great for keeping the crevices of your saucepan from solidifying. Y'all, who knew that the crevices of my saucepan was going to solidify? And y'all, you start by frying up a good portion of bacon. I know Scott up there in the D.C. is going to love this. Fry up a good portion of bacon. Not a problem. Big Fatty has no problem with that. This person used about 300 grams worth. Y'all have no idea what the fuck 300 grams of bacon is. Yeah, I mean, you know, was this written in? Did this come out in the Mexican journal? I don't know. But anyway, that's about 3/4 of a package. Cook as much as you can to be nice and crisp, and without burning it, which can be done over a medium-low heat. Then, once the bacon is finished, you blot it well and remove any stubborn fatty bits. Oh, y'all, who doesn't love removing a stubborn fatty bit? That's got to be today's show, stubborn fatty bit. Oh, Big Fatty, stubborn fatty bit. Let's just write that down right now because I'll never fucking remember it. Because, y'all, I've got to go to a horror meeting here in just a couple of minutes, and so I'm having to get this in. I'm out of my routine, y'all. I'm just out of routine. But anyway, then you can trim it down into a largest largest bacon bits that work nicely in a Caesar salad. Y'all, I have no idea why you would put caramel bacon in a Caesar salad, but evidently you're supposed to do that. And then you reserve in a paper towel to promote further fat drainage. Y'all, who doesn't love a little further fat drainage? Then in a deep saucepan, you'll combine 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of corn syrup, 1/2 cup of butter, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, and 3 to 4 ounces of bourbon or maple syrup. Y'all, I'm guessing that most of you listening to this are going to go with the bourbon. And then you'll drink it and have to use the maple syrup. Then over a medium heat, you dissolve all that shit while stirring constantly and get your candy thermometer ready, and then turn up the heat until it reaches 240 degrees, and don't forget to keep stirring. Then at this point, you'll be at the firm ball stage. Oh, y'all, who knew that this was going to be a sexual recipe of the firm ball stage? Y'all, who doesn't love being at the firm ball stage? And And things should look a lot like this. Oh, but there's no picture. And then you remove your pot from the heat. Oh, and then slowly stir another 1/2 cup of heavy cream. Y'all, this sounds delicious. Somebody needs to make Freddy. Perfreddy. Y'all, he's unsubscribed, though. Y'all, he used to do that GPRN podcast, but they've quit. They've unsubscribed. And y'all, he doesn't ever get on the Twitter anymore. He doesn't ever listen to podcasts. He's gone. He's just gone. Gone. instead of, and maybe that's what the G in GPRN is, gone podcasting, rednecks, gone podcasting, like kind of like gone fishing. Then you put the pot back on the stove and heat it back up to 245 degrees while stirring still. Y'all, isn't that an oxymoron, stirring still? Then pour the mixture into a buttered Pyrex dish or deep cookie sheet. And then immediately afterward, add the bacon. Be sure to make it an even application. Y'all, who doesn't love an even application of bacon? And hey, I added some toasted almonds left over from dinner the night before. I wonder if they were in that Caesar salad with the caramel bacon. I don't know. Then let everything cool off for at least 3 hours before cutting the bacon caramel into squares. Y'all, that sounds delicious. Y'all, it looks like someone vomited in a Pyrex dish, though. I got to tell you. It's not real pretty. But y'all, if you need that recipe, just write to Big Fatty, and I'll be happy to forward it on to you. But y'all, this is kind of a raging Cajun day today because I have got a story. Since I didn't get phone calls to play Jeremiah's phone message, I'm going to just have to go back down to the Big Sleazy without Jeremiah. And y'all, I'm happy to report that there's more to the phone call than just the person getting drunk and falling. Oh, did I mention that the person that fell in the pool was drunk? Well, it's true. And y'all, it was Episcopalians. And then there was something about the Baptist shunning this group. There was some shunning, y'all. Who knew? Shunning Baptist, but that's still not as good as remove the stubborn fatty bits. Ooh, Big Fatty, would you shut up and read the fucking ghost story? Now, y'all, the Raging Cajun writes me and tells me that this is indeed a Louisiana ghost story, and it's a true story. So, here we go. This happened 6 months ago on Louisiana Highway 57, just outside of Dulac, a little town in the bayou country of Louisiana. And while it sounds like an Alfred Hitchcock tale, it's real. An Ohio businessman, Saul Rubens, abandoned his disabled vehicle on the side of the road and attempted to hitchhike. The night was pitch dark in the middle of a thunderstorm. Time passed slowly, and no cars went by. It was raining so hard, he could hardly see his hand in front of his face. Suddenly, through the sheets of rain, he saw a car moving slowly, approaching and appearing ghost-like in the rain. It slowly and silently crept toward him and stopped. Desperately needing a ride, Saul jumped in the car and closed the door. Only then did he realize that there was no one behind the wheel and no sound of an engine to be heard over the rain. Again, the car crept silently forward, and Saul was terrified, too scared to think of jumping out and running. He saw that the car was approaching a sharp curve, and still, too scared to jump out, he started to pray and beg for his life. He was sure the ghost car would go off the road and into the bayou, and he would then drown. But then, just before the curve, a shadowy hand would then appear at the driver's window, reached in and turned the steering wheel, guiding the car safely around the bend. Then, just as silently, a hand disappeared through the window, and Saul was alone again. Paralyzed with fear, Saul watched the hand reappear every time they would reach a curve, and finally, scared to death, Saul had all he could take. He jumped out of the car and ran to town. Wet and in shock, he went into a bar called Fisherman's Point. Voice quivering, he ordered 2 cups of coffee, black, and then told everybody about his supernatural experience. The room became silent, and everybody got goosebumps when they realized Saul was telling the truth and was not just some drunk. About 30 minutes later, 2 Cajuns, dripping wet, walked into Fisherman's Point, and one says to the other, "Look, Bordreau, there's that idiot that rode in our car when we was pushing it in the rain." Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, Big Fatty loves a story. Y'all, I don't know if you can hear, there's some kind of beeping or something going on outside the Fat Cave, and it's just about to drive me to drink. But y'all, I've got to go to the horror meeting. But y'all, since today is the Raging Cajun Day, because you know, y'all, it's a spooky place down there in the Louisiana. Louisiana! Ooh! Oh, Louisiana! Oh, won't you? Oh, no, something like that. Anyway, y'all, you know, Big Fatty was stumbling and couldn't find that bacon caramel recipe that you put on your Caesar salad yesterday, and he sent me that, and then he wrote me later on, and he says, "Oh my God, I just finished listening to episode 452, 452, double elimination," which was yesterday, y'all. By the way, Big Fatty had a double elimination this morning, y'all. There was so much corn in him. Anyway, just too funny. I'm writing this with a big smile on my face. I laughed and laughed. I can only hope you laugh at yourself the way you make us laugh. You are truly an international podcasting celebrity. Well, hello. Of course. I compare your podcast to one of my favorite TV shows, Married with Children. That show was so stupid, but oh so funny. I think the post office should make a stamp of Big Fatty so that all your fans can lick you up. Oh, oh dear Gussie. And y'all, if any of you would like to lick up on Big Fatty, you just let Big Fatty know that, and Big Fatty will make himself available. Y'all, that Mexican, the turnip head, oh dear Gussie, you know, he's from Mexico, the Canadian Mexico, and y'all, he has sent me a picture of the Spankney building. Okay, great. And y'all, evidently he has moved in there because, you know, he loves a good spanking. you know, the big fair is starting here today here in the South Kakalaki. We've got the Gay Christmas on Saturday. We fall back on Sunday. And y'all, the one thing that I have failed, Big Friday, you have failed to mention this to us, is that on Monday, the 2nd, is the full moon, y'all. So we're getting close to the Gay Christmas with a full moon and a fallback. Y'all, all I can say is...
My granddaddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good,
gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.